The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
It's March, and that means it's time to uncork my favorite wine. Our politicians promised to put an end to this madness. The evidence from the medical community continues to pile up against the practice, yet every March, like the obedient sheep we are, we push the clocks ahead in a pointless ritual, and I think it's a daylight savings crime. We've all heard the story how the observance began, quite innocently so, when we were essentially an agrarian society. More light in the evening meant farmers could spend an extra hour in their back 40 plowing or planting or whatever the hell. But in Canada's massive breadbasket in the heartland of Saskatchewan, they don't even do daylight savings. Besides, when there's still white stuff on the ground in Vancouver, BC's banana belt, what are the farmers supposedly doing with that extra daylight on the Lone Prairie? Growing frozen food? But forget about our fields. Here's the latest on what losing an hour does to us. According to studies published in the journal Internal and Emergency Medicine, there's a direct link between the lack of even an hour of sleep and heart attacks, high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, and premature death. Another study presented in Vancouver by the American Academy of Neurology found that the incidences of hospital admissions for ischemic stroke are 8% higher for the first 2 days after changing the clocks ahead. Or how about this finding from a team study by the University of Washington and the University of Virginia? U.S. federal court judges doled out sentences which were 5% longer the Monday after daylight savings than on the previous Monday, suggesting that cranky judges were harder on defendants when they were sleep deprived. And there's productivity. We all tend to slack off the Monday after the time change. Penn State University looked at archival data from internal search behavior, which showed in major metropolises, entertainment site surfing spiked after springing ahead. So if you still have strength in your tired, aching body, hope in your exhausted soul, concise thought in your sleep-deprived mind, write your member of parliament or your congressperson and beg them to end this torturous, barbaric, pointless practice. We know it's dangerous to mess with Mother Nature. Why mess with Father Time? Thank you. I'm Cal Cote. Olmeca is a Las Vegas-based artist set to release a new album of everything from ambient poetry to boom bap to bomba plena. Not willing to be defined by the Trump era, this is Define, Olmeca from World Beat Canada.
Un consumidor criminal que solo existe para servir. Una figura de sombra ingrávida, prematura. Un niño que nunca crece, así que siempre inseguro. Al cruzar la línea, me volví impuro. Con mis manos limpio los restos, intento mantener la calma, reclamo mi alma a través del trabajo. El trabajo es dolor y trabajo con él. Aprendí que el servir es ganar, retrasar el proceso, abogar para ti. El mandar es normal del pecado, la pena me dice que viene cadenas en venas en vez de las alas. Alma perdida, sirviendo a los que quedaron en vano. La noche, mía, el mundo duerme, me preparo para el día que viene. Y así volver a perderme en el tiempo. Gasto ganancias, espero que veas, mis modos son los tuyos. Gasto más para sentir que soy alguien, olvidarlo de antes. Sucumbir a ti lo sé, tú trames esto lo sé. Tú quieres definirme para garantizar tu futuro, lo sé. Si defino el mío, el tuyo es incierto. Queda claro, mi lucha me deja reconocer esto. Rompí cadenas, ejemplo de poder, ajá. Definí mi historia, crucé la línea. ¿Cómo?
No me espanto que aquí me tienen presente. se lo miro decente, pero yo sigo mi paso sin el pendiente. Presente lo veo sin pena de enfrente, el futuro no está a someterse. Cuando saben que ya no puede ser reyes, el reino ya está por caerse. Es el valor como de una montaña, una pintora de mañas extrañas. Un algo grande de grandes valores que sigue viviendo contra las marañas. Sigue viviendo por mis amores, yo no sé pero caricio dolores. Estas dos cosas como telarañas y siguen tejiendo todos mis sabores. Por eso deja queja que me da sueño, no nunca cuenta con uno de ellos. Siempre he contado solo con mis sellos y nada gratis aquí, solo mi empeño. Ejemplo de los que empiezan en cero, dicen que yo me siento como dueño. Es lo que pasa cuando quitan las manos, zapatos, garras y sogas del cuello. Psh, yeah. No tengo miedo, oro a cadenas en cuello, que bello. Si vivo la vida no me apuro, no pienso dar por vencido el pasado, presente, futuro. Pues sé lo que tengo, no pido, lo tomo, no robo. Yo sé lo que quiero, yo me defino. Welcome.
And say goodbye. I'm cool like that. Please, man, don't kill my vibe. I'm cool like that. And I feel my bad. I'll never crack. The water say my dad. If you believe, bro, you just cannot be bad. Why you cannot see what is in my head?
They say we cannot to win.
Start again.
Cause you don't care what you mean. Space. Don't pray until the sun is rising. I'm so sure that you'll find me. I'm so sure that you'll fight it. Don't pray till the sun is rising.
I've been so mindless, I forgot the place. I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that. Cool like that, I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, and I feel my bad. I'll never crack the water, say my dad. If you believe, bro, you just cannot be bad.
why you cannot see what is in my head. I'm cool like that, 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 I'm cool like that.
Another new album, self-titled, by Zimininho, Brazilian samba meets trap and electronics. That one's called I'm Cool Like That. Olmica before that, not defined by the Trump era. That was a song he penned called Define, and we'll be hearing more from him when that new album comes out. Alonzo, a Toronto-based artist, has recorded a new album at Real World Studios in England. It's called Shh. This is Out With Yours from World Beat Canada.
Come out with your worries.
the beat in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
St. Patrick's Day brings together two longtime Vancouver favorites, Tim Redman and Shona LaMate, along with Gerard Kerr, and twin rising stars from White Rock, Fionn. That's Sunday, March 17th at the St. James Hall. More information at roguefolk.com. The CAP Global Roots Series is looking at a busy couple of months as they bring a whole raft of great world beat music to the stage. A boldly experimental Afro-pop artist who has emerged as one of the most vital standard bearers of modern African music, Fatoumata Diawara, is going to be on stage Wednesday, March 20th at the K. Meeks Center in West Vancouver. More information at caplanu.ca/center. Getting a jump on the festival season, Maillardville's Music Festival, the 30th anniversary edition of the Festival du Bois, is happening March 22nd to 24th at Mackin Park in Coquitlam. They welcome outstanding artists from BC and beyond, including Vishten, Comte de Claire, Les Terroux de Roche, Sakande Nation, Chaout, and Alpha Yaya Diallo, among more. And March 23rd, Seattle's Polyrhythmics return to Vancouver's Rickshaw Theatre to play funky, brassy instrumentals from their new album, Caldera. And we've got one to spin for you this hour as well on World Beat Canada. Another fresh spin for you next by Chelsea Stewart, a Toronto-based gospel reggae lovers rock performer, asking the musical question, do you love me? Stick around. I'm Cal Coat.
Oh,
Different, huh? Tuulitar, a Finnish folk hip-hop group. They have a new EP. That track was called Valtaja or Invader. And Chelsea Stewart also in that mix, Do You Love Me? You know, we're awfully fond of you, especially when we hear from some of our favorite stations who are broadcasting World Beat Canada and our sister program, Celt in a Twist. I want to give a big shout out to Adriana Smith, who is the program director at CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta, who have received a signal boost. They're now at a whopping 2,900 watts. And with that kind of power across the prairie, you know, you can go a long, long way. Congratulations to those guys. Thanks for spinning our program. We love you. This is CC Bastida. and Your Touch of the Familiar. It was a big hit for the psychedelic Furs, and she takes it to Tijuana with Bella and Rosa, or Pretty in Pink, Your Touch of the Familiar from World Beat Canada.
Entero quiere ser una chica más. Vive en un lugar al lado de la vida que no tiene un orden total. Ella da vueltas, sonríe y dice: esto es de la broma el final. Se pierde en sus sueños, se pierde al dormir. Sus amantes ya se van a ir. Ella es Rosa. Sobre notas y flores que no hay que mandar. Ella es muy fácil. Bella en rosa. Aquel que insiste fue el primero en fil, es el último en recordar. Camina cargando el vestido que usó, se fue. Y la broma es igual. Bella en rosa. Suavidad, dice te amo y mucho sin parar. No tiene nada que te quieras robar, nada que puedas tocar. Se despide, te abrocha el botón. El tráfico la espera afuera, te entrega el abrigo, te entrega su ropa, una colisión. Ella en rosa.
Always like that song, Pretty in Pink or Bella and Rosa from Cece Bastida. Rocky Dewuni has a brand new album out. He's a Kenyan reggae superstar. A new release on 6 Degrees called Beats of Zion. And we have our first spin just for you on World Beat Canada. That's straight ahead. I'm Cal Coat.
Surrounded me again. They're stoking fires that none of them can contain. Yeah, we are the ones down by the road. We're getting louder now to drown them complaints. So tonight we unite, we ignite one more spark. Between me and you, we shall rise above it all. Elevation, elevation, you and I together. Elevation.
Get it together. Everybody has a role to play. Get it together, we gon' be alright.
Oh, joyful are the gifts of love I bring, and I cannot control the decisions you make, but we're free to choose what is right or wrong. And only you know where you're standing. For the weakest tree is the one that stands alone. So calm down your screams and I'll temper down my tone. Elevation, elevation.
from the rooftops of the world. Elevation. Elevation. There's a promise we must keep.
Intended. Welcome to Free Range Radio. From World Beat Canada.
Immortality, eternal, samu, eli, uko, emoji, samu, no, uko, de, lo, wo.
Afrobeat maestro Tony Allen joins Chicago Afrobeat Project for Must Come Down from their album What Goes Up. See what they did there? And Rocky Dewuni before that from his brand new album Beats of Zion. We'll be running our way through this disc. There's lots to choose from. Brand new for 2019. And that track was called Elevation. Going back a few years, South Africa introduced us to a new rhythm riot they called Kwaito music. One of its queens was Brenda Fassie. Here is Vuli Ndlela from World Beat Canada.
Vuli Ndlela, I'm not afraid.
Some brand new dubby sounds from Caldera, the latest album by the Polyrhythmics out of Seattle. They'll be in Vancouver at the Rickshaw Theater on March the 23rd. Next, music from a legend by any other name. He has moved to Berlin and he has just released a brand new album called Sunshine Rock. And this is the way it's done. The title track by Bob Mould is next on World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat.
Yeah.
From their first album in 10 years, that is Haiti's Ram and Seiko Avida, Haitian voodoo with rock attitudes. Before that, I can't say enough about this guy. I gotta say, I'm smitten. Bob Mould, definitely one of my favorite songwriters of all time. He'll be in Vancouver too, coming up in April. Man, I gotta set some money aside for tickets. That is Sunshine Rock, the title track from his brand new, critically acclaimed album. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Start at the Facebook pages if you like us there. So check it out, and we'll leave you with the music of Kel Assouf. This brand new album we're very fond of. It's called Black Tenare. It's a trio that take the Tuareg blues to brand new space. We're going to hear Tenare, and we'll give our last word to author Virginia Woolf, who said, "As a woman, I have no country. As a woman, my country is the whole world."
right. Communications.